Leonard, can you present your case?
This is a 79-year-old white female, was an ex-smoker, for some reason had a chest x-ray that identified a lesion in her right upper lobe. She had a CT of the chest and abdomen that revealed kind of a vague infiltrative lesion in the right upper lobe and also evidence of metastasis in the adrenal and liver. She had a PET scan. That right upper lobe lesion was hypermetabolic with an SUV of 8.9. Of the lesions in the liver and left adrenal gland, also were abnormal on the PET scan. She had fiber optic bronchoscopy and was noted to have a poorly differentiated non-small cell lung cancer. I don't think they gave a precise histologic type. It was interesting. She also had a 2-centimeter left axillary node, and that which was actually contralateral because the main lesion was in the right upper lobe of the lung. That was biopsied, and that was an adenocarcinoma, and it was consistent with the brushings obtained on the bronchoscopy. Patient's performance status was an ECOG 2. She had a significant past history. She was hypertensive. She had renal insufficiency with a creatinine of 2.2, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, and a myocardial infarction. So basically, this was a 79-year-old patient, multiple comorbid illnesses, ECOG 2, with widespread metastatic disease.
And that's why we presented her to discuss. Now, do you think she was having symptoms of the tumor?
No.
And can you talk a little bit more about her functional status and how she spent her time?
I think she lived in assisted living. She was ambulatory, but required some assistance with her ADLs, I mean, housekeeper, et cetera. She understood in some way that she had an advanced malignancy. She clearly wanted it to be treated. She, you know, realized it was incurable, but wanted to have her life extended if possible.
And were you interacting with any family members?
No, I don't think there were any family members.
So, Ed, can you talk about how you think this went through?